Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Bree Vaughn and Emmett Conrad with Indianola Hometown Pride about the joint service fair held Monday. Indianola Hometown Pride and Simpson College partnered for the service organization fair here in Indianola. First of all, talk about what this was here today and putting it all together.
Yeah, so we, you know, one of our goals was to combine our organizations under kind of one umbrella. And we were going to have a fair just like this, but then we saw that Simpson was doing it. We're like, hey, let's partner with them since they're already doing it. Why recreate the wheel? That's what we want to do, is to get everybody working in unison and together. So we partnered with Simpson to get this this service fair where organizations can come, set up a booth, and get, I think we were guaranteed 300 freshman students from Simpson to come through and take a look at these organizations. And then we also partnered with Simpson to be able to open it up to the public for an hour. And so great first year for a test run, and I'll let Bree talk a little bit about how well it went.
Awesome. Well, talk about how well it went.
Yeah. So this morning, all of these organizations had about 300 Simpson students coming through and visiting their booths. It looked like everyone got really good coverage across the board. We had quite a few at our booth as well. So I think students found a lot of opportunities where they can volunteer in and around Indianola to meet some of their service requirements. And now we're currently in the portion of the event where community members have been welcomed in, and we've had quite a few community members in. So we're hoping next year to work with Simpson and maybe Indianola High School in working to get this maybe closer, you know, to evening hours where more community members could get involved. But I think Anna Pena said that this is the biggest fair they've had ever. They've had the most organizations participating. So we are really happy with how it went this year.
Well, I think it was a great event, and you talked about getting those younger kids involved. What does Indianola Hometown Pride want to do with some of those Simpson College students who are going to be here for the next 4 years?
Right. So Simpson, the first year students have service requirements, so they need to find volunteer opportunities, and Indianola Hometown Pride does a lot around town as far as beautification and cleanup efforts. So we'll be reaching out to students who have signed up for our organization to help clean up around town when we promote that. And one of our goals as Indianola Hometown Pride is really more for the organizations around town to find volunteers. So we will be sharing opportunities that of other organizations, and we'll reach out to our Simpson students for that as well.
Well, Emmett, you talked kind of about Hometown Pride being that resource, being that kind of go-to area. How does that go so far, kind of interacting with all these different service groups?
Yeah, it's been really great because we've also, I mean, with these organizations here, we've picked up a few organizations of our own to add to our email list, which we email out different opportunities, asking for help. We also hold an organization summit. We try to do it about quarterly, so we have those people on our email list. So getting as many people on that email list as possible is really beneficial for not only us, but for them to understand what's going on around Indianola and find volunteer opportunities. So it's been really great for us to talk to some of them also.
All right, well, talk about if someone maybe wasn't able to come to this fair or didn't know about it beforehand. If they didn't know or wanted to learn more about it, how should they go about doing that?
Yeah, you can like us on our Facebook page or our newly created Instagram page to find more about Indianola Hometown Pride. That's definitely the first step, and we try to be very proactive on Facebook and let people know what's going on. So like us on there, message us, and we'd be happy to help.
All right, and then if you wanted to kind of add on that, as well as if someone was on the fence maybe about joining, what would you have to say?
Well, I think as far as finding out ways to get involved, just this morning we had a lot of posts about, we had a live coverage of the event, and we had an individual going around and interviewing some of these organizational groups, so you can find out more about what these different organizations do and what needs they have. And as far as Indianola Hometown Pride, yeah, I think like Emmett said, like us on Facebook. You can always shoot us an email too at ihometownpride@gmail.com, and we can add you to our volunteer list, or shoot us your phone number and we can call you if there are certain opportunities that we think would fit well with you.
All right, well, what's next for Indianola Hometown Pride?
Well, we're working on getting Iowa Great Places designation into Indianola, which is a nice long process of working with the city on their comprehensive plan and including that in the application. And there are many grants and opportunities that come with that Indianola or that Iowa Great Places designation. So we're really looking forward to doing that and getting that out there.
Thanks to Brevon and Emmett Conrad for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.